The subpoenas for a range of documents will be used to investigate the potential use of improper fees and misleading advertising in this sector of the financial industry. The investigation had been going on behind the scenes for several weeks ahead of the formal creation of the unit. Benjamin Lorsky, Superintendent of Financial Services, says it's too early to say whether the companies they're looking at are currently breaking the law. But there are concerns that some are taking advantage of students.
It certainly, from our initial investigation, looks like many of these companies are charging upfront fees, which they're not supposed to under New York law in the first place, but second, that they're charging fees at all for services that students could get on their own for free online.
The average student in New York has more than $27,000 in debt. When that debt is mismanaged, it becomes a problem for both the student and the state, Lorsky says.
It's a problem on so many different levels. It's a problem for the students for very obvious reasons. It's a problem for the state to have its young people who are just coming into the workforce saddled with debt, especially if they can't pay it back.
Lorsky says the unit will also look into credit cards being marketed on campuses and student health insurance options. I'm Kate O'Connell for the Innovation Trail.